Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. This is Sade, Kiss of Life.
And
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your wonderful, wonderful facilitator this morning, Janine and Ingram. And I'm super excited. You know, I don't know, I woke up this morning with the Kiss of Life song on my mind. And that song always reminded me of something great. I remember driving downtown to work at one time, and I was thinking about something. It seemed like every time I got a message from God that something good was going to happen, that song came on. But I remember thinking about that song one day, and I thought about, what is the color of love? She said, when I look at the sky, it's the color of love. And I used to think, what is the sky's color of love? Have you ever seen a sky when it's just got this orange and red and really powerful, vibrant hues? And I said, that must be the color of love. Yes, good morning. And I had this scripture that came to my mind in Psalms 59:16. But as for me, I will sing each morning about your power and your mercy. But as for me, I will sing each morning about your power and mercy, Psalms 59:16. Thinking about that, but as for me, I will sing each morning about your power and your mercy. Come on, Holy Spirit. In Mark 1:35, you know, Jesus set an example by rising early to recharge. Before the sun was up, Jesus went to a place where he could be alone. In Isaiah 50:4, it says, he wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ears to listen like one being instructed. See, all these scriptures was downloaded into my heart. And so I want to invite you right now to think about not just being a hearer of the word when you come here, but to realize that how you start your day is how you live your day. We get the opportunity to seek first the kingdom of God that is with in us as us. We get to start each morning right here, being wakened morning by morning, waking our ear to hear like one being instructed, asking God to instruct and lead us in our mornings. You see, the most successful people have one thing in common. We maximize our morning. History makers, legacy builders, trendsetters, wave makers front load their day with practices that yield the highest return for the spirit, soul, and body. Today, power up our day. I wanted to start off to say, you bring me the color of love. This is what the color of love looks like. To start and power my day with the most amazing people on the planet. Let's get ready and move into that space as we invite the presence. Moving from our head into our heart, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence on this planet, on this earth. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is honored and known by many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And as we move into our heart space, I just want to say thank you. But as for me, I will sing each morning about your power and your mercy, God. Thank you, God. You see, the word that came to my mind, Holy Spirit, is reset. Each morning we get the chance to reset. Thank you, God. And as we honor you with our breath right now, God, by taking in a deep breath, breathe it in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, releasing our breath and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. You see, the heart has wisdom, family. And as we take a few minutes before we breathe, just to breathe into the heart and just say thank you to our heart. The most magnetic space in the body. Thank you, heart. Thank you in our heart right now. In our heart. Thank you, heart. Thank you, heart. Thank you, heart. And as we become still, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, as we invite the opportunity to experience God in our heart, I want you to get out the intellectual presence of knowing God and experience God right now in your heart. Let's just breathe in God. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And as we take a few minutes to just experience God in our heart, thank you, Holy Spirit. I just want you to experience God's love right now in your heart. Feel God, taste God, experience God. Just experience God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, Divine Mother, Father God. Oh, thank you, God. Precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking you to let every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart be so acceptable as it comes from my beloved I Am. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I ask you to empty my presence right now, God, that you may come forth in this right now moment, that you may speak to the hearts of your people today, God, that you may speak to the hearts of your people right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and make manifest the glory of you in us right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, God. Come, God. Oh, Divine Mother, Father, God, precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit, as we arise in this right now moment to establish our dominion and our authority over this region and over every territory which you have given us jurisdiction authority over, God, you are the only and great presence as we appeal to your presence in us right now, God. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, you said, then we will hear from heaven. Come, Holy Spirit. And you said you will heal the land. God, I'm asking you to come right now, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God. That our eyes shall be open, our ears shall attend to you right now. As we sanctify this space right now, God, with your love, Holy Spirit, I declare and decree in this place right now, God. As I present myself in this prayer, I'm asking you to let your grace and prayers and holy be acceptable unto you right now. That this prayer will be acceptable unto you right now, God. Let your grace and mercy prevail over us right now, clear and decree free passage as we ascend right now, God. Take us and ascend us into the realms of the supernatural right now, that we will not be earthbound. Come as we come in agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven right now, God, as we are seated in heavenly places with you, Holy Spirit, that you will open every portal and assign angels to reinforce us right now as we advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and new territories. Let us break through in this right now moment, God, as we tap into the apostolic prophetic things right now, God, as we shatter glass ceilings right now, God, as we smash spiritual bars and iron membranes, as we declare a breakthrough in the atmosphere that is established right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, as we take authority over all things on this earth that you have given us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and shift the atmosphere, God. Shift the climate, God. Oh, come, God, and help us remove anything that is not of us, that is not of you, that is in us right now. I command the spiritual climate to shift right now, God. Economic climate shift right now, God. Social climates to shift right now. Educational climates, political climates. Come, Holy Spirit, as we command this atmosphere to be filled by your presence and love right now with the glory of you. Come, God, and fill the atmosphere right now, God. Come and fill it, that we can touch the hem of your garment in our presence right now, God. That we can feel your vibrations in us right now, God. I'm asking you to shift this atmosphere, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint us right now, God. I'm asking you to come and anoint each and every one of us right now under the sound of my voice right now, God. I'm asking you to anoint us with the anointing of Abraham, that we will be so blessed that only the blessed will call us blessed, God, that they will see us as blessed, Holy Spirit. As you descend upon us, the blessings of Abraham. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless us with the anointing of Solomon. Come, Holy Spirit, and raise our vibratory energy to meet the energy of Solomon right now. That we will magnetize in our space money as wealth distributors, God. As your distributors of wealth to bless not only ourselves, our family, and our community, but to be of financial significance in the planet, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint us with the anointing of Christ Jesus right now, God. Anoint us with the words of David on our lips, God. Our cup runneth over. I'm asking you to come and bless this day, God. I'm asking you to send your angels out on assignment, God, that you will create for us doors that will open. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, that you will download into us new inventions and witty ideas, God, and give us the courage to be led and guided into the place that will help bring forth these witty inventions and
ideas, God, and help us to unload the goals of our soul this morning, God, so that we can live from the soul essence. I'm asking you to bless the work of our hands today, God, and bless our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground. I ask you to come into this prayer right now, God, and speak to the hearts of those people that are right here now waiting to hear a word from you, Holy Spirit. I give thanks for the opportunity to share your word. Use me, Lord. Use each and every one of us right now, God. Use us as a vessel. There's somebody may be blessed by the words, by our presence, and by our light. Today, they shall know us by our light. Let there be peace on earth, God, and let that peace begin with us. I just give thanks right now, God. Thank you, God. As I release this prayer, I say amen. And so it is. And so it is. Good morning, family. Great rising on this morning, family. You know, the word that came into my heart today was reset. Reset. As we power up our day. Psalm 59 and 16, but as for me, I will sing each morning about God's power and God's mercy. As for me, I will sing each morning. So as we talk about how to reset our day each and every day, how to reset our lives so that the maximum presence of ourselves can be shared with the world. Even Jesus set aside the morning. In Mark 1 and 35, before the sun was up, Jesus went to a place where he could be alone with the presence of God. Isaiah 50 and 4 says, he wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. It's important that we unclutter our mind. Invite the Lord to empower our day. Invite the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us set our intentions for the day and prioritize our efforts. Ask God to draw our attention to the things that matter most. It's important how we start our day. It's how we live our day. See, commanding your life starts with commanding your morning. It's the first crucial step to taking charge of our life. God said, make every morning the opportunity to reboot your destiny, to reset. And as we move into that greater version of ourselves, recognizing the value in our impact, we can rewrite each day by being still and giving thanks to the presence that created each and every one of us. Lamentations 3:22 and 23 says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. You see, it's something about God's love that's so amazing. Remember I told you when we first started and I opened up this morning, I was playing Sade, the kiss of life, yeah. And in there, the word she says, she looked at the sky and it was the color of love. When I think about the beauty of God's love and how just God is so merciful and graceful in how God loves us, the beauty of God's love. And sometimes I lament over the fact that some people don't even get to know how just beautiful God is in his love and her love for us.
because we've been taught so much about a punishing, cruel God. I never forget meditating in my room, and I don't share this story often, but it's such a beautiful feeling. Every time I share this story, I was laying in my meditation, and this light energy came into the space. And I'm not talking about no electrical switch kind of light. It was the energy. And I can remember thinking, oh, my God, God is here. I said, God is here. I'm in the presence of God. And this warmth in my body and this energy that was moving through, and it was just the most beautiful energy I could ever, it's even more better than an orgasm. It's to be in the presence of the Lord in that right now moment. Is I could remember like the back of my hand. I remember how the sun shined that day. And when I cut on, I remember when I cut on the radio, when I got in the car after having an experience. And it was one of the most powerful experiences, one of my most powerful meditations. And I remember God said to me, teach my people that I am love. I am love. And that's way before the prayer line started. And I was thinking to myself, and tears were flowing down my eyes. And then the energy left. And I felt like a drug addict fiending for that experience again, because it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful, so beautiful. And the most interesting thing about that experience is that when I hear people express their near-death experiences, I'm grateful I didn't have to die to have that experience or a near-death experience, but it feels the same feeling that they felt when they were in the presence of the wholeness of that energy. And it's so unexplainable that you have to experience. And so today, as I was thinking about, because when I got in the car that morning to go to work, I thought I had that experience. The sun was shining beautiful. My light was shining bright. But Sade's song came on, The Kiss of Life. Look at the sky. It's the color of love. And that song came to my mind this morning. I was thinking about God's love. And how many times intellectualize God, but we do not experience God. When I drank my water this morning, I just was experiencing God's love, and I could feel the water in my body moving through my body, and the tingle that felt from the love that I gave to the water, that it was returning back to me. The water was returning back love because I gave it love before it went into my body. And I experienced the oneness as it loved through my body. And I was like, wow. I remember being asked, what was an orgasmic life? And I said to myself, this is an orgasmic life. When you can experience God as an orgasmic in everything you do, you can water and feel the presence of God's love. To feel the presence, to simply get out your head and not intellectualize God, but to experience God in the trees, in a park, in a bath, and just recognizing your own impact. And so today I want you to really, really let go of everything you thought you knew about God. And just ask God to let you experience God in your heart. To experience the oneness. To experience your own impact, the value that you have
and to let God minister to your heart about who you are. Who you are on this present. Who you are in this planet. Who are you as God? You see, when we think about this body temple animates the spirit of God in us. It gives us the opportunity to see and feel the experience of God in a physical presence. We are the Word made in flesh. We are the Word made in flesh. And so right now, as you experience every movement, your fingers, so many times we experience our bodies because we're so in body hate. And so we don't get a chance to experience God because we're too busy hating our bodies. Not liking something about it, feeling pain, being in disease. And discomfort, that we hadn't had an opportunity to feel the animation of the spirit that moves through every movement in our bodies. It's interesting, I'm writing a prayer book, and yesterday in a book about prayers, body came up. And I did a really specific prayer about the body. And I was thinking about how a good portion of people are in body hate. That's my word. I came up with body hate because of whatever reasons, pairing the media. But today, I just want you to just really think about the value that your body brings to you by giving you an opportunity to express the Most High God. It's giving you the opportunity to animate the presence. And so when you shower in the love and clothe this body temple, I want you to clothe it in love today. Shower it in love today. And just love the essence of who you are as you are. You see, the greatest revolution, the greatest energy, the greatest thing we can ever do is love the actual energy of who we are. To actually love the presence of you as God today. To actually be present with the spirit that animates this body. And to recognize yourself as the Word made flesh. And how much the universe and God and Most High needed you to be able to reflect the beauty of God on this planet in its many forms. And you see, God loved variety so much that God didn't want all the bodies to look the same, to be the same color, shapes, and sizes. God loved beauty of variety. And that you're a unique aspect of God and how important you are to the fabric of earth. And so as we gather into our own self to really recognize who and what we are, I want you to just really honor the divine body temples this morning. We're embarking upon one of my favorite days of the year, which is Valentine's Day, because you know I love love. But not love just because we may have somebody in our life who may shower us with gifts, but the opportunity to be reminded, even if there's no one to witness or recognize, but for us to witness and recognize our own gift to love. I know Brinson will be buying me whatever he's going to buy me, but you know I ordered 24 roses
And it was so interesting because I saw this sale that said, if you download the Amazon app, so I'm telling you this, you get $10 off 24 roses, which makes it $19.99. I cannot wait. I wrote myself the most amazing love card to send these 24 roses to myself. And I just want to say thank you, universe, for my beautiful roses when they walk in the door. I can't wait to read my love letter to myself. Why am I sharing this story? Why am I even sharing this? It's because sometimes I listen and I hear and I read on Facebook and how when Valentine's Day come around, how people are so, some people are excited, but a good majority of people are sad because then, not in relationship or not in a relationship they want to be in or whatever reasons they feel in. And I don't think we need Valentine's Day to love ourselves. But it's a good time to be reminded that you are our love. And love doesn't dictate or has to be measured by the fact that you have someone or not. So I want you to make, the reason why I wanted to say this because tomorrow, I don't want people to be feeling, not especially if you're part of the love journey. Tomorrow I want you, if you don't, if you do, if you have a spouse or don't have a spouse, or if you have a spouse that's not that emotionally involved in this process, do it for yourself. Send yourself some roses. Find $20 and just send yourself some roses. Free delivery, $19.99. Write yourself a love letter. Take a nice long bath and love you, because the greatest revolution on the planet is to love you. And I know a lot of people don't really understand this, but let me tell you, there's nothing greater. You know, when we start to do this work, and when I started to do this work, I started sending myself love letters and flowers, and it was surface. But eventually it became deep level, soul level love. See, I started out with the physical level thinking that this was just something I do because I need to learn how to love myself, but I never knew how to love the soul essence of Janine. How to experience Janine from the soul essence. How to love Janine from the soul essence, because I didn't love myself. I didn't think I was good enough. It's interesting. And when you don't think you're good enough, you spread not good enough to other people. I was talking to my husband yesterday, Brenton, and I was talking, and we were going through some stuff and kind of took ourselves back to a park. He said to me one day he was trying to give me $7,000, and I told him to keep it. I was like, I said, what? Keep your money? But we were kind of separated at the time, and I don't even really remember, but he was telling me about it. But the point was, I could see in his eyes that I made him feel not good enough. And so he was explaining to me. He didn't say these words, but the words that was coming out of his mouth and what I heard him really saying is, Janine, what you did to me is you made me feel that I was never good enough for you. You made me feel that I couldn't do enough for you. I was like, wow. And so we never think about the energy that we send out, because we only think about the physical things that people do to us, but we never think about the energy that make people feel the way they feel, which in turn makes them do what they do. So we never see our responsibility or our energy that creates what's happening in our own world. I never saw myself doing or saying things like, you know, so I used to make like $300,000 a year. Richard made good money as an electrician, $47 an hour. But I guess I must have had the energy like, oh,
I make more money than you and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I had that, but he said I did. So even if I didn't believe I did or didn't, if I made him feel like less than because I made more money, to give that kind of energy off. And so today, as I think about, I don't even know why I'm saying, I'm even having this conversation. This must be for somebody. I'm saying this to say, we got to be careful of the energy we send to people, especially people we say we love. Oh, I know where I was going. The thing where I was starting off with is that our ability to not feel good enough will make everything around us not feel good enough. Our children won't feel like they can live up to our expectation. People in our lives won't feel that we really love will not feel good enough either, because we don't feel good enough. We send off, we'll be more critical of how we respond to things because we don't feel good enough. We expect a higher expectation from people, and then when they don't live up to those expectations, they're not good enough, even if we don't say it out our mouth. When I was listening to the things that Brenton was saying to me, you know, I was listening with an ear to realize that the energy I was sending back then. I'm saying to you, love is a powerful thing when you begin to love yourself. Because when you begin to truly love the essence at your soul level and cleanse the parts of you that didn't feel good enough, that don't feel good enough, that isn't, whatever parts of you that feel that low self-esteem process. When you look at the family you build or the family that you have built and you see the issues that's gone on with them or the process or the breakdown, it comes from the root level of who we are and how we respond energetically to things. I want to share this with you right now. If you're newly married, if you have a marriage, or you're looking to be married, or if you have children or have been married and divorced, whatever you are in this process, that I want you to work on your energy right now. I want you to be real cognizant of letting go the person you've been. Person that's trying to become can shine through. Because the one thing that I'll never forget in that state etched in my heart is Albert Einstein said, we cannot change a problem with the same mindset that created it. My prayer has been since November is to become what I've never become and never been, because I've been too attached to who I've been. And so I want to let go of the Janine that's been. I want to let go of the Janine that I know, so I can become the Janine that I desire to be. But in order to do that, I got to let go of what I think I know. I got to let go of things that I always thought worked. And even if it did work, I just got to be in a zero space to allow myself to become who my goal, my soul came to the planet to be. Helps us to release the oldest love is to simply love ourselves. I want you to cleanse that person today. Just work on cleansing and renewing and resetting by simply surrendering to the soul essence of yourself, the soul essence of you, the soul essence of you. You gotta allow yourself to shine and let go. Get out your own way and let go of all the conditions and thoughts. Even me, I gotta let go of the Janine to become the renewed Janine, the Janine that's wanting, that's aching to be seen. I gotta let go of old ways and old habits. I think about Moses when God had led Moses to the rock to get the people to water, and God told Moses to speak to the rock, but Moses struck the rock, because the first time Moses went to the rock to bring forth water, Moses was told to strike the rock. But now God was telling Moses to speak. But Moses kept striking the rock, and God said, speak to the rock, and Moses kept striking the rock. And that was because Moses had defaulted to the old way. God was saying, I'm calling you to do a new thing. I'm calling a new thing in you. And even though that was striking the rock worked that time, it was a little bit harder for Moses to get the water because he had to strike the rock three times when God was telling him to speak to the rock. But God was telling Moses, I want to take you to a new level. And when you're being taken to a new level, you got to let go of that old stuff, even though it worked, even though it was what you knew, even though it was good. God is calling you higher. It's time to level up. And in order to up-level your life, you got to let go of what you think you know. You got to let go of your old paradigms of how you see God. You got to let go of the old paradigm of how you see yourself. And so my message today, I know I feel like I've been all around the world. It's just to simply surrender. Let go of that old paradigm. Reset and redefine what that looks like for you today by surrendering and letting go to allow the new and up-level greater version of you to come forth. Let that beautiful essence of you shine from a soul level, from the soul essence of your level. It's up level time, family. That's my message today. That's my message today, to really get into you. So today, I want us to journal, what would that look like for us? What would up-leveling and letting go the old version of yourself, what would that look like? What would it look like if you just let go of how you saw God and how you view God and how you've been taught about God? But what if you just let go and just said, gosh, teach me how to experience in you and see you even a greater way? What would that look like? What would it look like if you ask God, the Holy Spirit, the Most High, to open your eyes to see you in a greater version of you, to see yourself in a greater way, to see yourself in a different version, in an up-level version? How would you walk the planet then? How would you operate? What energy would you be letting go of? For me, for that conversation to come up, there's some more stuff that I need to let go of, I'm sure. And so tonight, as I love on me, waiting on my flowers and my card to come today, and I take my long, luxurious love bath, I'll be writing and journaling on how to up-level the soul essence of Janine, how to operate in a space that will empower other people just by my presence. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to realize that that person that used to be Janine, who operated in her ego space, she wasn't a terrible person. Don't get me wrong. But when you don't feel good enough, you do give energy off to other people that they're not good enough, they're not showing up good and other stuff. And I didn't even realize that. And I saw it in his eyes when he said, I was trying to give you that money and blah, blah, blah. And I don't even remember the time, to be honest with you. And I said, me turned down $7,000. I can't even believe that. But I was riding in so much money that I probably did tell him to keep it. But it wasn't even about the money. It was about the look in his eyes that said to me, that I said to him in my energy. Now, I was thinking to myself, I probably was telling him to keep it to do something special for himself because that's the kind of person I am. But regardless to whatever I said and however I did it, the energy that he got was, and even though he didn't say this, but I could see it in his face, that I said he wasn't good enough and he couldn't do enough for me. Isn't that terrible? I thought to myself, wow. And even though I didn't say those words, and even though I probably was thinking I was coming from a loving space, think about how many times did I probably even do that to my children and didn't realize it, that they couldn't, you know, oh, that wasn't good enough in my energy. And so I'll just think about today. It's so important for us to get to the root of all that stuff that's inside of us, that reminds us that we're not good enough, that reminds us that, you know, I'm not enough. And so we operate in those energy spaces, in deficits all the time. That's why love is powerful, because love fills up the vessel that says, I am more than enough. It changes the vessels from I'm not good enough to I am more than enough. You see, when I love the essence of me, then I can, my energy will love the essence of other people, and it will give them the empowering feeling that they are more than good enough too, because I feel more than good enough. See, when we say we are our brother's keeper, we're not our brother's keeper. We are our brother. When we say we are sister's keeper, we're not our sister's keeper. We are our sister. So if I say to myself, I'm not good enough, I'm saying that to you. If you're saying that to you, you're saying it to me. And so guess what? You operate in an energy where I can never be good enough for you. And so all my energy will always invite people and things that show up not good enough. That's why love is powerful. That's why the work we need to do is on ourselves. That's why we can't heal other people, because, you know, an unhealed person trying to heal somebody else, guess what? We're giving them an empty vessel. And when you stand in your power and you stand in your love power, the center, the gravity of who you are, your presence is so powerful that you don't even have to say a word, that your presence will empower the other person and liberate them just by you being you. But if our power and our energy is that power and that level, don't you know that your not good enough power is just the same? You and your energy of not good enough will always experience your man, your woman will come to you in a not good enough energy. Your children, your work environment, everything. So I want you to know today, love is the greatest work we can do on the planet. As we experience love this month, because this is the month that we set aside for love, we Valentine's Day and all that stuff, but every day is Love Day. Every day is Valentine's Day. And so every day is a day to take time to love you. And so the greatest work we can do on this planet each and every day, set aside, reset our day, empower our day with love. Power up your day with love. In Psalm 59 and 16 said, but as for me, I will sing each morning about your power and mercy. If I was to write that scripture, it said, but as for me, I will sing each morning about your power, love, and mercy. Because there's no love like the energy of love. When you're in your highest vibratory energy of love, loving you, loving and experiencing you in a way that only you can do it. You see, my grandmother used to say, you ain't been loved till you've been loved by you. I didn't really know what that meant. And I'm not talking about no physical. I'm talking about some true, deep down, soul essence loving you. And when you can maximize loving you, the highest yield on the planet is what you get. That yield, the highest return. Love yields the highest return in the body, the soul, and the spirit. When you love you from the soul essence, when you cleanse yourself in love and cleanse every cell, all that stuff that remembers. See, because our body has memory, family. And the work we got to do is to cleanse the cells that remember how to act. Are they not good enough? Not important. Cleanse out ourselves. And every time we love ourselves, every time we do something powerful to love ourselves, we pull a drug. So it's like taking an empty vessel and it has all this dirty water. And every time you love yourself, you drop clean water in it. Clean water. It's going to take some time to get all that dirty water out. But let me tell you, it's so worth it. I didn't know the day that I was told by spirit that I had to learn to love myself, how dramatic the changes would be inside of me. Passionate I am to me. How loving me taught me how to be more compassionate for myself, which caused me to be more compassionate for others. How my compassion for myself caused me to be more patient with myself, which caused me to be more patient with others. I cannot implore you to set aside some time and love on you. I implore you. I emphatically with every into my heart can guarantee you that if you keep doing the work, your life will change dramatically and you will yield the highest return in mind, body, and spirit. And I'm going to tell you, this is what I'm going to say. The most amazing people on this planet have one thing in common, and that's the people who've learned to maximize the idea of loving themselves. They're going to become the history makers, legacy builders, the trendsetters, the wave makers, front load their day with love. They front door their day with love, which this practice will yield the highest return in spirit, soul, and body. This is me saying this. People who are going to start using this love ritual in their life are going to be the most successful, amazing people on the planet. They're going to become the history makers, the legacy builders, trendsetters, wave makers, front load their day with love. And this practice will yield the highest return in your spirit, soul, and body, because the only thing that can meet love is love. Right now, everything that's meeting your energy is meeting your energy at the level it's at. Can you imagine what will happen when you meet your when things are meeting your energy at your highest vibration, which is love? I promise you, you will magnetize all things unto you by seeking first the presence of you as love. There's no greater, there is no greater work you can do. No greater work on this planet. Can you imagine a planet full of people who actually live in their highest vibration? The love that emanates and permeates, how luscious the trees and the birds and the bees and the flowers would be just because of our energy will nourish the planet. Whew. I invite you, family, to set your intentions on resetting your day and prioritizing each day by resetting your day, by empowering up your day with love. But as for me, I will sing each morning about the love. About the love. I will jumpstart my personal empowerment each day by maximizing the energy of love. I challenge you today to start your day with love. Plan and prepare the night before to get up early enough to soak yourself in love. Craft your vision in love. Set your transformational goals in love. Simply taking your life and leadership potential to the next level by being in the energy of love. See, each day we can reset our day by closing the door to the past, open the door to the future, and start a new chapter in our life. We can rewrite our life story with love, with the dawn of each day. And I promise you, it will change the trajectory of the legacy you build in your life. Let's power up our day with love, family. Let's power up our day each day by charging up our life, our love vessel, our battery. You know how a battery has to be recharged? Recharge your battery with love. And when your days are off and everything don't seem to go in the way you want, just stop. Breathe in and reset by charging every cell in your body with love. When someone comes to you a little off kilter, stop, breathe, and reset with the energy of love. It's interesting that people will shift when they feel your presence. When they feel love emanate and permeate and saturate and illuminate from you, it will simply change how they will respond and act around you. The universe hears you. The universe is snitching on you. It knows if you sin in love or operating in a vibration, because the universe's language is frequency, it's vibrational. So the universe only sends us what we send out, even in people. I promise you, I teach all the time that we're 100% accountable for what shows up in our space. But it took me a long time to understand that I was responsible for what showed up in my space. It took me learning energy. It took me reading Albert Einstein, understanding energy. It was like an aha moment. It wasn't about what I said and think, even though what I say and think affects my vibration, but the power came from the vibrational energy. It doesn't come from what I say and speak. It comes from what I feel. So my feeling nature is the most powerful nature. That's why the heart is the most magnetic in the body. The heart is 5,000 times more powerful than the brain. So if the heart is 5,000 times more powerful than the brain and the heart is more magnetic, then it's my feeling nature. That's why the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart. It don't say as a man think in their brain. It says, as a man think in his heart, so shall it be. What does that really mean? It doesn't mean what you think. It means what is coming from your heart is what is being invited into your life. We got to clean up these hearts, family. You got to let go of the stuff that you're saying to yourself about yourself that's not good. You got to stop holding on to the stuff that somebody did to you back in 1965. You got to clean up these hearts. And yes, even though you can talk and smile to a person, it doesn't mean that you forgave them, that you're still not holding on to something in your body. Do the work, family. You got to clean up the cells in your body. You got to clean up what your body remembers, the memory, the data, the patterns that's been held so strong in your body that even though you say it and even though you intellectually have forgiven, but real forgiveness starts in the heart. Real releasing and surrender is in the heart. Real surrendering is in the heart. It's not intellectualized. It's not in the brain. It's in the heart. It's in the feeling nature of us that we have to cleanse our heart. So I invite you, by simply breathing in love. And when you feel pain in your body, move into that space and love that space in your body. And ask that pain, what is the pain, the memory of? When I went away on my 10-day silent retreat, I never knew that it was going to be what it was about. Vipassana is about moving, being present in the body. Vipassana is about being present in the pain that shows up in your body. And what is the reason for the underlying pain? And to sit with the pain and ask the pain, not to crave the pain away, not to wish it away, but to face the pain, face to face, and ask the pain, what is the underlying reason that you're showing up in my body right now? What is it that I need to learn? What experience is it that I need to let go of? What memory, what data, what pattern is in my body that created the pain that's in my body right now? Ooh, it's seven. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, when I went into the pain, so I stayed angry. Oh, my God, I stayed angry with Brenton when I was at the, and for those, Brenton is my husband. I stayed angry. We've been together 32 years, but so much stuff came up. I was so angry that when I got back, I was leaving Brenton. I was going to leave. I was packing my stuff, and I was leaving. But the pain said to me, you're responsible for what shows up. If he's unemotionally available, where are you attracting emotionally unavailability in your life? Ooh-wee. And then my mind opened up. The pain showed me where I was attracting the pain in my life. It showed me. It opened up in the third eye. Showed me when I was a little girl, 13. I used to love church family. I guess that's not a surprise, right? I used to love Sunday school family. I was going to a sanctified church on 55th of Morgan, the Reverend Jameson, and I was teaching the little kids. I was 13, and I was teaching the young kids, like 5, 7, about the Bible stories. And I used to love to read the Bible stories to them and teaching them Bible stories, and we would create little games to get them to, well, I would create little games to get them to remember the Bible stories and the Bible books, how many books in the Bible. I created songs, and I was super excited to go to Sunday school every day and be the Sunday school teacher. Because I used to love Sunday school. Sunday school was my favorite time of church because you get to learn about the characters in the Bible. And so in my mind, these characters used to come and be real. So I would create plays and, oh, super excited. So I loved it so much that it caught the attention of the pastor and everybody. They was like, oh, she's doing such a great job. So he comes to me and say, you're doing such a great job. I want to take you. And I was about 14 or 15 when he said this. I want to take you and get a gift. And so there was this store in Chicago called Charles A. Stevens. And I used to save up my lunch money to buy my first pair of high heel shoes. I paid $75 for. I paid $150 for this beautiful outfit. You know, I used to buy expensive stuff because I just love this store. So he said, well, where do you want to go? I took him to the store. I wanted these gray sling back leather shoes, this perfume. I wanted this skirt that was long all the way to your ankles, and it had a little pockets, and it had a high waist. And, oh, I was super excited. But on the way back, we went into the space. I don't remember even where the space was. But I remember when the space, when God opened up my mind to show me what happened, this pastor threw me all around the room, and he was throwing me around and trying to rape me. And he was a big old, heavy, thick guy, threw me down, and he dumped his big old body on top of me. I couldn't move, and I'm fighting. And I bit him so hard that the meat from his skin was in my teeth. Ah, sorry, that was icky feeling. I just couldn't move, but, you know, I'm still fighting. And so then I see myself telling my sister and his mom about what happened. But as I observed what I was seeing in my meditation when I was on a 10-day silent retreat, I saw myself crying, sitting on the floor, and I was looking down, and I was But in my observation, I saw the faces. Now, as a little girl, I didn't see their faces. But when I was observing myself, I was looking into the faces, and I could see his mother's face. And in this observation, and while I was looking, I could see she wasn't surprised that he had done this before to many people. And I could see the disgust in his sister's face. But what was interesting, that nobody hugged me, touched me, or said it was going to be okay. It was quiet, and I noticed that when we was done, it was done. It was never spoke of again. Nobody ever came to me and said, do you need some help? Are you traumatized? No hugs, no kiss, no love, no nothing. I was like, wow. That was the first thing that God showed me that shut down my emotions. And then God showed me other stuff that happened to me, you know, I don't want to go into all the stuff, but just some things that God was showing me that shut down my own emotional availability. Now, that was the one thing that I always fussed, because I wanted Brennan to be more affectionate and more emotionally available. But check this out. I didn't realize that I was emotionally unavailable, because I thought I was loving, and I thought all until I didn't even realize this to the 10-day retreat, even though my children came to me years, and we were having some conversation. This was years before the retreat. And they said to me, Mom, you know, you wasn't really that affectionate either when we were growing up. You would just, you know, you would hug us and love us, but you was really about, get up, let's get these things done. When they wanted to be nourished in a love, they went to their dad. But when they wanted money, success, how to make things happen, they came to me. And it was interesting that that was the thing that I fussed about Britain. But in reality, it was me. Not that Britain wasn't, but it was about me. And that's what the 10-day silent retreat showed me. I don't know where I'm going, y'all. I'm getting lost today. But but I just wanted to share. I don't even know why I'm sharing this story, or what this, where I was supposed to be going and what I was going to do with this story right here. But I just want to show you right here. I don't know what I want to show you. So that's the end of my story. I just want you to know right now that energy is powerful. And being in that 10-day silent retreat right there, showing me where I needed to heal, was a very powerful time for me, because I'm responsible for what's showing up in my space. And sometimes we may not see our own self because we only see it in somebody else. But I promise you that the biggest mirror you have, let me say it again, the biggest mirror you have is your intimate relationship. And every relationship is a mirror, but your biggest mirror is your most intimate relationship. And in that intimate relationship, I never saw, I always used to think, how could, I always used to think and know that I was responsible, but I couldn't see it. And Spirit showed me, oh, I know where I was going. So that's why you go to your pain in your body. In your body is answers to what's going on. And so Vipassana showed us how to go into the pain, how to go into the pain and see where you're reflecting and what energy you're sending out. That pain in your body is really about you, and showing you if you would go into it. And once you, and what's interesting about it is, once we became aware and observed the pain and got the answers, the pain was released on the body. Isn't that interesting? The sensation of that pain released from the body. Pain is so powerful. I just can't even express to you how everything is important. And so, if you're experiencing something in your body right now, some type of pain, and even some kind of disease, if it's cancer, go to the cancer and ask the cancer, what is it teaching you? If there's some kind of disease or shutdown in your body, in your kidneys, your liver, your lungs, whatever, go to the, that's what Vipassana taught us. The guy who started this whole process had migraine headaches for most of his life, even as a child. And he couldn't, you know, went to all the doctors, his parents, and no healing and no relief. And it wasn't until he learned this style of going into the pain that it was released from his body. I noticed a lot. I know I went around the world. I kind of didn't even go in the direction of what I was planning to talk about today, but I know that somebody needed to hear this today. I promise you, family, love is the greatest revolution on this earth. So wherever the pain is in the body, wherever pain is showing up emotionally, wherever pain is showing up or disease, depression, discomfort, whatever, get still and move into it and invite yourself into the depression and ask, what is the depression teaching you? Invite the pain into your presence and ask the pain, what did it come to teach you? The anxiety, that I'm not good enough. Whatever is showing up in your space. When I went into that space and I saw what was being lodged in my body was being raped from a little girl and other things that happened, and all that stuff was showing up in my body that I didn't even realize. Being in that 10-day retreat, that silent retreat, and I went into the body and I saw myself, the things that my body still remembered from a little girl. My body remembered being raped by that pastor. My body remembers not being loved and supported through that process. My body remember being thrown down that basement stairs by one of my foster. Body remembered the time when I had an abscess and I had a big fever, and I told the lady I was living with, and she said I wasn't sick. And I told her, I am, I don't feel good. And she told me I was lying. I couldn't eat the food because my mouth was so swollen. She tried to make me eat the food anyway, but I couldn't eat it because my mouth was hurting. It was her daughter that came in and saw me, and she put her hand. She said, this baby got a fever. She took my temperature. It was 106. She said, she's dying. She needs to get to the doctor. Call her mama right now. That was Britton's mother who did that. My body remembered that. And my body remembered it to the point that I was still holding on to those things in my body that acted like, well, I'm not important to nobody. You see, I don't feel good. And when I don't feel good, I saw how I acted. You see, your body holds all this in it. And we might not even physically, consciously remember it. But all those things came up in that silent retreat. Stuff I had forgot about that was still being lodged into the cells, into the crevices of my body. And because it was unhealed, it was still there. I had to bring it up and observe it and heal it. Of course, I probably wasn't emotionally available for my family the way I should have been. Nobody was emotionally available to me. I didn't know how to be emotionally available, so I wasn't emotionally even available to myself. I didn't deal with a lot of emotions. My mentor, it's interesting. If you read my book, Born to Be Rich, and I talk about Pete told me, you ain't got time for emotions. There's snakes, lions, and tigers out here. You got to deal with the facts and keep your focus on the facts. And if you keep your focus on the goal and not get caught in emotions, you will always win. Well, that's what I was taught. And that's how I acted. I'm about to let y'all go right now. I know I'm about to go into a whole nother story, but I'm going to tell you this. Love is the greatest revolution. I keep saying that. I keep saying it. I keep saying it. That's the best thing you can do. When I went through what I went through, and I kept loving myself through the process after I came face to face with my pain, and then I would fill myself back with love. I want to let you know today, I know I say it all the time, and I know it might be redundant, and I know you might be thinking, how many times she going to say it? I can't say it enough. Family, I love you. I love you, and I want you to learn and really do the work. If you want to up-level your life, if you want to change something that's going on, if you want to heal, you got to let go of the old. You got to let go of that narrative you've been holding on to unconsciously sometimes. The stories we tell ourselves is the story we live. and the perceptions, that internal landscape that's inside of us that's holding on to all that stuff. It's time. We got to do the work to clean it up. We got to clean up these hearts, these emotional bodies, because the emotional body is what remembers. It's the emotional body, the subconscious mind, those parts of us that remember those things that we don't even remember, consciously remembers. And so today, just start by simply releasing, surrendering, and let go, and inviting love into the space. And so that's my message today, family. Any questions, comments, concerns? Oh. And if I lost you, you can tell me that. And, you know, if you got any questions or if you got any comments or something you didn't understand, I moved too fast or whatever happened, or you just want to make a comment, you're welcome to star 6 on a teleconference. And if you're on Blog Talk, just press the 1. Okay, family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey today. I want to thank you for being a part of this journey of love with me. I want to thank you because of you I am. I want you to know, family, it's because of you that I am. I wanted to bring soul-stirring information to this love journey. I wanted to bring the best of me here so that the best of you can come forth. And so that meant I had to do the work. You see, I didn't know I had work to do, but I had to do the work. And so the work that I have to do and the work that I've done is because I wanted to be better for you, and you made me who I am today. So I just want to say thank you. Because of you, I am. It's the love journey. It was because I wanted to show up in this space in my most transparent, most authentic, powerful presence that will help you transform into your most authentic, powerful presence. And so that meant I had to do my own work. Even when I didn't know I had work to do. And so again, I say thank you. And as I remind you that you are a gift from God. Your life is a gift from God. Gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, family, don't just dream your God-sized dreams. It's time to live them. Remember to reset is our new word for this day. Reset, reset, reset. And how we power up our day and how we start our day is how we're going to live it. I want to ask you to start your day by leveling up, loving you. And I see you in the morning reminding you today, family, that you are all that God is. I got to leave you with Sade. I know I probably should leave you with something more upbeat, right? But, you know, you are the color of love, family. This is Sade, Kiss of Life. May today be filled with all you desire. Love you. I'm not afraid to